All right, we're going to start today's daf. It's today's daf is Kuf Hey. Today's daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, the Zecha Nishmas David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai, and the Silver family, the Zecha Nishmas Binyamin Ben Mordechai. The and is italicized, I have to emphasize it. The and is in italic, so, and the Silver family. Okay, we are on Kuf Hey. By Rav Chananya, I believe, right? Yeah. A couple lines down. Yeah. Okay, so Rav Chananya, we're talking about people who are now, we're back to our whole thing where we started this whole sugya. You're eating a suud on Erev Shabbos, and another thing becomes, and now Shabbos, Kiddush Lev Hayom. So what do? We had a machlokes, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi, and then Shmuel came in, said, Torah, Smafu, Ur Mekadosh. So Rav Chananya bar Shulamya, the Salmidei de Rav, Avu Yasve Besudasa, they were eating a suud on, this is Erev Shabbos. The Kai Alayhu Rav Hamnuna Sava. And Rav Hamnuna Sava, I guess, is the waiter. He's the shamus. So Amrule, they said to Rav Chananya, said to Rav Hamnuna, right, Zil Chazi in the Kadshe Yoma. Go out and see if it was sunset. You know, go see if it's Shabbos. And if so, Nafsik will stop Rav Suda, which means how do you stop Rav Suda? We'll do a Kiras HaShulchan, we'll remove the table away. We'll basically pass it like Rav Yehuda. We'll pull the Vinik Be'ei L'Shabsa. And then we'll cut, and then we'll bench, do everything, and then pull the tables back out to have the Suda for Shabbos. Right, Rashi says, V'nukvasa L'Sudasa L'Shabsa L'Shem Shabbos. So Amar Luhu, so Rav Hamnuna says to them, what if you do that for? Even if the sun sets, Lo Tzrichi Suhu. You don't need to stop the suda with a kiras hashulchan in order to separate between your chol meal and your Shabbos meal, because shabsa kava nafshe. The fact that Shabbos are ready, it's going to be koveya your suuda for Shabbos. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is be poros mapu mekadosh, because you have to do kiddush. So just put on. You don't have to pull away the tables. Just cover everything up and make kiddush, and then you're ready to continue. Rashi says lo. Oh, I'll do Rashbam. I guess I never said the Rashi. Lo tzrichusu lahafsi pakira shulchan kedei lahavi ben sudas kol sudas Shabbos. Kshabbos he kavasa me atzma he chashuva sudas Shabbos benivdelas misudas kol. Separate the Shabbos itself will separate it from the sudas kol. V'dai lechem the priestess mapa v'kiddush. That's enough for you, right? And he gives a raya that Shabbos itself is koveya. The Amar Rav, because Rav says kishem she'a Shabbos kovas lemaiser. Kap Shabbos Kovas L'Kiddush. So what does it mean Shabbos is Kovas L'Maiser? You have this idea of Achilas Harai when it comes to things that are Tevel, I guess. Not Tevel, things that are not, they didn't take off Maiser. They didn't take off Maiser. Rashi says, Rashbam says, Kishem Shekovas L'Maiser, third wide line, Pirush Achilas Harai the Shabbos Chashvei Osa Keva L'Maiser. In other words, you can have an Achilas Harai of somebody that didn't take off Maiser. But on Shabbos, an Achilas Harai turns into Achilas Keva. Even if you started eating it before Shabbos, in that meal, that snack, the second Shabbos comes, you no longer can eat it because the Harai turns into Keva. So too, on Shabbos, automatically, with Kiddush, automatically the day has the power to turn that meal into a Shabbos meal. Right? You're allowed to eat Peiros during the week, Achilas Harai, that you didn't take off Maaser from, but once Shabbos starts, you no longer can eat him, and you have to stop. Okay, so you see from Rav that the second night comes, any achila that you have that you're doing achilas maaser or achilas of a meal, any meal is automatically any achila is automatically transferred into an achila b'Shabbos. It's an achila b'Shabbos, and therefore you don't do a kiras shulchan to be koveya the suda for suda Shabbos. You can just do poros ma'apam kaddish, but you have to do kiddush. Okay.
So what brings in the Shabbos then? The night or the same kiddush in terms of a meal?
The night creates it into a Shabbos meal, but you have a chiyuv now to make kiddush. So you poros ma'apam kaddish. But you don't have to pull out the tables to start a whole new meal. You don't have to do that.
You have to say
kiddush, so you cover up. But that's a different than kiddush. But you don't have to remove the meal. You don't have to have a specific meal for Shabbos because Shabbos itself turns it into the meal, into a Shabbos meal. Okay.
How can you have people do that?
Nowadays you don't.
Right.
Sover mine, no, you don't do that. You know, people don't do that. I mean, you had other. You've heard stories of like.
No, I don't. I'm sitting there Friday afternoon having a big.
You heard stories of people who had their wedding.
Wedding.
Right. Wedding.
In Israel, Friday, the people have just to get together and barbecues Friday afternoon. That's it.
Wait,
day.
It happens here to the people who don't work, or they have it all. These barbecues all the time.
from the people that work, that don't work on Fridays.
Right, the people who usually work but don't work on Fridays. That's what I meant to say. Right. Okay. Okay. Savor mina, right? Savor mina, from Divrei Rav, they said, they thought, ki heichi de kavala kiddush, just like the entrance of Shabbos, is kaveya for kiddush, meaning that you're not allowed to eat anymore. You have to stop to have kiddush. You said you can't do a kiddush shulchan. You don't do a kiddush shulchan, but you have to stop to make kiddush. Just like the entrance of Shabbos automatically requires you to stop eating until you make kiddush, they thought kach kavala havdala. So too, they thought at the end of the day, if you're eating and all of a sudden it becomes dark and now Shabbos is over, you have to stop to make havdala because you're not allowed to eat until you make havdala. So they thought that automatically the day converts it into the leaving of Shabbos, converts it into a meal of chol, and therefore you have to stop to make kiddush. The same way it's at the beginning, so too at the end. So Amalu Rav Amram, Hachi Amar Rav, this is Rav Amram corrected them and said, no, the kiddush kovas v'lo havdala kovas. It only works for kiddush. It's not koveya for havdala. Rashbam says, kach kovas l'havdala, kach yitziyosa kovas l'havdala. So to leaving, Shabbos leaving will be koveya for havdala. Shim yoshvin, she'im yoshvin al shulchan, if they were sitting at a meal, v'cheshichan, it became dark most of Shabbos, asr lechal asr yavdilu, v'yafal pi shalo hivsikus u'dasan, poris mapu u'mavdil, just poris mapu then mavdil. She'yat Shabbos, asr asr mechila kovas l'havdala. So he goes, that's the halami, that yitziyos Shabbos, the same thing as kenisha Shabbos. Kamashwal, no. Havdalah eno kovas, Rashbam says, the kevon shehiskel v'su the Shabbos biba od yom, since they started the meal biba od yom, right? Zehu kavod Shabbos, it's kavod Shabbos, shehya gomer sudaso achar shehichshech. You continue the meal until it gets, even through the dark. Ul'achar shagama sudaso yavdol. After you finish the meal, then you make havdalah. Well, question, what do you say? We're saying the benching, or not saying the benching, that's what comes out from the sugya. What?
It's plain Tosfos Shabbos.
Right, but you have Tosfos Shabbos in the beginning. It just doesn't, right, it's Tosfos Shabbos to continue. So, Bahani Mili, this din that you don't have to stop, you continue eating until you make Havdalah, Hani Mili, in your Mifsik Lo Mafsikinan, that you don't have to stop. If you're in the middle of the meal, like the Rashbam said, you don't have to stop. Aval Aschule, but to begin a Suda of the Moshe Shabbos before Havdalah, Lo Maschilan, you can't do that. You can't start a meal. The question is when. When you can't start, Hashecha, then Shmashos—that's a whole to do in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Mishnah Berurah has a whole to do about it also. So, but the Gemara then continues, Umisak Nami, and that we said that if you started a Suda, you don't have to stop. That's only if you're having a meal. Lo Amar Elo Achila, Avav B'Shisia. If you're having a drink fest, right? You're sitting around. That's what you used to do. We're not talking about drinks during the meal. We're talking about you sat down to drink, right? If you're having a drink fest, Avav B'Shisia, lo. That's not considered chashuva, and therefore, even if you were drinking, you go od yom. It's a good idea, probably to stop. But it's also a good idea. If chashecha comes, you have to stop and make havdalah before you continue having that little bit of a wine party. Ushasiya nami lo amaran, and the fact that you can't drink once it gets dark. That's ela b'chamra v'shichra. That's only beer and wine with chashuv drinks. Aval maya less lunba, but water, no one has a concern about it. Ain't, you don't have the problem. Water, you can drink, right? And the Gemara says that about the fact about water. Upliga the Rav Huna. Let's just finish the sugya, then we'll go to some Tosos and look at Shulchan Aruch. Upliga the Rav Huna. The Rav Huna chazei hu gavra. Rav Huna saw this guy. The shasim maya called him havdalah, who was drinking wine prior to havdalah. Amar lei. Rav Huna says to this guy, lo mistefein mar. You're not afraid may askara from getting askara. Because the Tanya, we've learned in our Brisa, Mishmei Rabbi Kiva, Kol Hatoim Klum, Kol Mishayavdil, whoever drinks anything prior to, whoever tastes anything, including water, prior to Avdallah, Misaso Ba'askara, he's going to get Askara, he's going to get Chenek. Tosos points out, he says, it's Mida Keneged Mida. If you look at the last Tosos on the third line, Umisaso Ba'askara, Mida Keneged Mida, Humas Bida Gorono, he's satisfying his throat, Yechanek, he'll get Chenek, meaning he'll be strangled. But Askara b'makom chenek, and Askara, we don't have Mises based in now, but God works in mysterious ways to give you what you deserve. He says Askara is in place of chenek, Mishan is chayiv chenek, says in Merk Tzuvah, whoever is chayiv chenek, either tovei benar, he drowns, or meis b'sruche, we get sruche behind our Askara. So you're not worried about Askara? If you drink that, so you see that Rav Huna clearly said that, also b'maya. So Rabban and the Rebbe Rashi look up at Yamaya. Now they argued, they said they weren't makbid on water. Rashbam says, look up Yamaya, fifth to last line, 1, 2, 3, yeah, fifth to last line. Lo kapid amaya kamei havdala, aval kami kiddusha, but prior to kiddush, I think the Kiddush Yom is Friday night. Prior to Kiddush, Kupti, that day they were Makbin, Mishum Kavod Shabbos, because Kavod Shabbos. So Hachi Hilchasa, really you can't have anything before you make Kiddush. I'm not sure if it means only Friday night or means during the day as well. Ushamina Nami, Jim Hayasodim B'Shabbos. Let's say you have the meal on Shabbos. The Hichshif, and it got dark. Gorman Kosu Dasan Umazamnim Yakak Mavilam. You finish your meal, and then you take Havdalah. You go to certain shuls in this neighborhood also. They continue throughout, past the time. If somebody does make Havdalah and turns off the lights, and then they continue having this Shal Shudas all the way till they're finished, and then they make Havdalah afterwards. Okay.
Why is that allowed? Please, not allowed to drink anything once it gets
done. As I said, only if you're having a drinking fest. But part of the meal, if you're having part, right, look at Tosos. Tosos says, Velushtiyah Mavskinan, the top Tosos right above. Peir Shishiyah Belos Uda, the Aim Bakvias, or the Kaf Mavsikin. But if you're having a meal, and you have drinks during the meal, then that's part of the meal. That's the thing. Okay, so now, Tosos. Tosos has Hani Mili the Akhlu Vashasu Mikara. The problem is that we don't have those words in our Gemara. But basically, it goes on, but we said, the Diktukte Sofrim says that it's going on the words which means that they aren't mafsik. You don't have to stop your meal on Moshe Shabbos if you started before the time. So Gemara says, Tosa says, Mashma, you see from here, Shayu Ochlin B'Shabbos Samach L'Chashecha, that they were eating on Shabbos close to the time that it got dark. V'Tema, how is that possible? The minhag was not to eat on Shabbat afternoon between Mincha and Mariv. The Gam Rabbeinu Tam caused our Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Tam got very upset at Rabbeinu Meshulam. Shehinig lecho ben Mincha l'Mariv. He allowed people to eat between Mincha and Mariv. The Amar ben Midrash, because it says in the Midrash, where's that Midrash? He quotes it from. It's a Midrash to Hillim. Hashos emayim b'Shabbos. Somebody who drinks water on Shabbos ben Hashmashos goes a less krov of Hamesim. Somehow he infects his dead relatives, whatever that means. Because of, and he wrote, Rabbeinu Tam wrote, Shapam Achas Ira Maise Bilotir, yes, that's a city where somebody drank, Ubalade Sakana, and a dangerous situation arose. And he says, not only that, Ubekoshi Hitiru Erev Yom Kippurim Lecholach Vidui. The Koshi, they allowed you to eat Erev Yom Kippur after Mincha, after Vidui. Interesting, Tam. Mishum Shichrus, because people have wine, and therefore their Vidui they have drink beforehand, then their vidui at mincha would be, suspect with some shichrus. V'gam tishav of shechalios b'Shabbos, and even let's say tishav that fell out on Shabbos v'nidcha and was pushed off till Sunday, hitiru b'koshi. They were here only b'koshi to allow it. V'yesh litchos. Say over here in our case, demayi hacha sheitchilu beheter ube'emtsa seuda hitpalu mincha v'heicha diskilu beheter mutul hashlem. So they started before mincha, daven mincha, and then they continued. So they started beheter. That's the case. The Rush expands on what was going on here. The Rush says, goes to the whole thing. He says, the Gam Rabbeinu Tam is a Russian Perek Yud Simon Yud Gimel. He says, he asks the same question, right? Hamash Mahachash Ayurgil Lecho B'Shabbos Samach Hafesha. He says, Idna Yesh Nizharim. Some are Nizhar Shalol Lekvo Sudu Ben Minchul Amayr B'Shabbos. Clearly not our Minchul. Right, he says, "V'gam Rabbeinu Tam kals Rabbeinu Moshe." He was very angry at Rabbeinu Moshe. Shin hinig lecho ben mincha v'mayir b'Shabbos mishum darmino b'midrash. Says in the midrash, "Hashos v'mayim ben shmoshos b'Shabbos goes las hamesim," and there was a danger. He says, "V'gam Rav Shalom mimasiyam machshir kasov shetikul tzidik hadin al shemes Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe Shah." Rav Shalom mimasiyam said, "The reason why we say he's kachas tzedek, or whatever, the kasva, we don't always say it, between minchos, because that's when Moshe died. So if Siddiq Adin for Moshe Rabbeinu. V'gam nohogu shalolikvo midrash ben shtei tzilos. Well, so you're not supposed to learn between mincha marv, mishum the chacham shemes, because Moshe died, the chacham shemes, batre midrashas betalim. Right? He says, umin agavaseinu torahi. I think the Young Israel, they actually have this year between mincha marv. So they're also not, the meisei tachar, but they're not doing this. Right, but we see the Hadis, the Mashma B'Shmaitin Shayu Ochlin, some of the Chashecha, must be a case where they started beforehand and they're continuing.
They did it for a practical reason.
I know. But he answered him, so in this, the Rush brings down Rav Mishul's answer down. He says, no. He says, Vaheshul Shemotz B'Midrash, it doesn't say Hashos Shemai B'Ben Hashmashos B'Shabbos, it's Hashos Shemai B'Erev Shabbos B'Ben Hashmashos. Doesn't apply to Shabbos, Rav Mishul says. And also, you said that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Erev Shabbos, now? It's impossible. Because it says, the pasuk says, the neiv esh mshon menochem hayom, and he says hayom. The medrash says hayom melush nosai. Today's the day I born. Today was the day I died. And it says in the medrash, bayom bo bayom kasev yugim a sifrei Torah. On the day that Moshe died, he wrote 13 sifrei Torah. So found Shabbos. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't die on Shabbos according to this. Uba Shabbos Heyach Kosev. How would he write? And then he brings some Seder Olam that it was proved, he proved that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Erev Shabbos. So Machlokas is the, I mean, we're not clearly not Noheg. We're clearly not Noheg to with this. People have Shal Shulas and Shul, you know, between Milcha
and Marav. When did that change?
Don't know.
I mean, it seems like a big.
I don't know if it even changed. It seems like there was a machlokas then. Is where Rabbeinu Tam was got upset at Rabbeinu Meshulam. I mean, Rabbeinu Meshulam was clearly. It's like Rabbeinu Meshulam.
You have to have Charles Ehrman.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That was Rabbeinu Meshulam. Okay. Okay. By me, nay, Ravina, me Rav Nachman, right? Yitzhak, Ravina asked Rav Nachman, Mishalo Kiddush Erev Shabbos. Someone forgot to say Kiddush on Friday night. Ma who, she kaddish kol the holy kolim kulo. Can he make kiddush the rest of the day? This is a kiddush during the day. It's not regular kiddush. He's talking about real kiddush. It's Friday night kiddush. So Amar Lei, so Nachman says back to Ravina, mi da Amri b'nei Rabchia. From the fact that b'nei Rabchia said the following: Shel mishlo hivdi b'motzei Shabbos ma'abdi b'chol kol Shabbos kulo. Whoever doesn't make havdalah on motzei Shabbos can make havdalah during the week, which we say later on it's going to be to Wednesday, right? Hakanami is so too here, Mishlo Kiddush Erev Shabbos, Mikadosh Lo Kolim Kulo. So if someone does make Kiddush, can be Mikadosh, you know, the rest of the day. Whereas it's Eisvei, wait, you're telling me that if I don't make my Friday night Kiddush, I can make it throughout the day? That's not true. I'm going to bring you another case that seems to contradict this. Lately Shabbos, Lately Yontif, the nights of Shabbos and the nights of Yontif, Yesh Behen Kiddush Alakos, Yev Kiddush Alakos, V'yesh Behen Haskar V'yirchas Amazon, it's a Ritzei or Yal V'yavo invention. But Shabbos V'yontif during the day, ain't behem kedusha alakos. You don't have kiddush alakos. The kedusha rabba that we do say is just bo'ri piyagafin. All the other stuff that we add in is not mipidim. We just say bo'ri piyagafin. That's not considered kedusha alakos. That's what the Meiri says, right? V'yesh behem askar rebirchas amazon. And you have benching. You mention it in benching. V'isan kadaitach. And if you're going to tell me that mishlo kiddush be'erev Shabbos mekayish v'holei kolim kulo, that if someone doesn't make kiddush on erev Shabbos, he can then make kiddush the entire day. Well, then Shabbos V'yontif nami mishkachas lehudi yesh ben kedusha alakos. I could find a case where Shabbos V'yontif also have kiddush alakos. When you forgot to say it on Friday night, the ilo kiddush me'orta mekadosh lemachar. Because if you didn't say it on Friday night, you say it tomorrow. But our answer is I don't deal with what ifs. I don't deal with ifs. That's not what I'm talking about. If you forgot, yeah, then you'll have a kiddush on Shabbos. Gemara says amalei the ilo katani. What? The ilo katani. This brice is not talking about the ifs. The Gemara might. The brice is not. The brice is telling you the rule. The rule is, regular rule is, kiddush Friday night, not during the day. Oh, if you forgot on Friday night, you say it during the day, fine. That's not what the Bryce is talking about. That's not what the Bryce is dealing with, right? So therefore, we don't have a raya that says you can't say kiddush during the rest of the day. Eisvei, I have another question on that. Kavod yom, v'kavod laila, kavod yom kodem. If you're talking about kavod Shabbos during the day, and kavod Shabbos during the night, the kavod Shabbos during the day goes first. Meaning, Kavod Yom, last Rashbam. Im ein lo yayin harbe lisuda o mine megadim yanichu ade yom. Somebody doesn't have enough wine or enough food, only for one suda, he leaves the wine and the food for the day because that kavod is first. So he has kiddush for Friday night, but doesn't know nothing. He says it saves it for during the day because that's kavod yom. Im ein lo ela kos echad, if he only has one kos, I mean now he doesn't have extra. He has one kos of yayin, right? Omer alav kiddush hayom. He says it during the day. Mipnei she kiddush hayom. Sorry, if you when is this?
Yeah,
that's Im ein lo ela kos echad, omer alav kiddush hayom. Kiddush hayom means at night. He says the kiddush at night, right? Mipnei she kiddush hayom, to be mekadosh the day, which we do at night, is kodim lekvod hayom. That trumps kavod hayom for the next day, who kavod laila. Now, v'im isa, if this is the case, if it's true that someone is not mekadosh, doesn't do, someone who doesn't do kiddush Friday night, can be mekadosh the whole day through, we'll have an answer for you. You only have one kiddush, you want to have kavod yom also, so just don't make kiddush Friday night, make the kiddush Shabbos day, so you have kiddush, and you have kavod right there. He says, v'im isa, lishbegei al demachar, leave it over till tomorrow, v'lavi beit harti, and do both. So Amar Lei, Gemara answers, chavi the mitzvah b'shaita. I'd rather do the mitzvah in the right zman. Chavi the mitzvah b'shaita, do it in the right time. That's what the Gemara says. Chavi mitzvah b'shaita. Rashbam says, k'd the amar be'elu devarim, like we saw it a few weeks ago. Shrei hekter chalav and ve'erim shrei kol laila. You let it burn the fats and the limbs of the mizbeach all night. The aim amtinu lehem Shabbos atzatefach. But nevertheless, on Shabbos, You would say, oh, it's Shabbos, don't burn them, just wait till night and do it then. And Gemara said, no, oh, Shabbos, Mishabbos, so Hilchot, you do it today, because Mitzvah Babi Yado, you have to do it, right? You have to do Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, Hilchot, you Kaddish Bo B'Layla, B'Lo Yom Timo D'Machas, so do Kiddush now, and you can't wait now, you do Kiddush now. So it's not, you don't have a Raya that you can do it tomorrow. On to be to say Kiddush, you know, it's a derabbanan. Well, some machlokas. We'll see tomorrow about what's the raisa, what's the rabbanan. So machlokas Friday night. Yeah, Friday night. Okay. Umi amrina, but do we really say right when it comes to a bracha? Umi amrina and chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. When it comes to brachas, do we really say chaviva mitzvah b'shaita? Hatanya, we have the following braisa: hanichnas lebeiso b'motzoi Shabbos. Someone walks into his house on Moshe Shabbos. He's coming to make havdalah. So what does he do? Mevarach al yayin. First he says bor pir gafen, and then alam or. Then he says bor meiroresh, and then besamim, and then he says besamim. The achakach omer havdalah al kos, and then he says havdalah al kos. Fine, but the im ein lo el kos echad. He only has one cup of wine, which is going to be a problem now because he has to have his Moshe Shabbos meal with the wine. So what's he supposed to do? If he drinks the wine for Abdullah, he's not going to have wine for his meal or for his benching after the meal, basically. Right? So what do? Meinichu adla achar bazon. You wait until after the suda. And then, umeshal shon kulma achrav. And then you put all the brachas of Abdullah with benching. Okay? So he does benching. And what? Right. So we saw that. Tosos on Kuf Beis asked that question. Tosos on Kuf Beis asked the question. Was it Kufbeis? Yeah, Menichol Achramaz on the same price. Kufbeis on the base. At the end, Tosa says, "Yesh Loma Devadei Bechinam Ein Lechol Avdala Aval Kish Einlo." He says, "Einlo, it's Einlo. It's the case of Einlo. What are you supposed to do? He only has one. The Einlo is we said Mar said there. Einlo Shani. He doesn't have, so he has to wait. And he's got a bench. He has to bench all the coast. He has to bench all the coast. So leave it over till afterwards."
Which meal are you talking about?
A
meal Saturday night,
Lama? Yeah, but you have to have...
Himself from shul, he has to worry about what meal.
He's going to have a meal later tonight, and he has to bench on the coast.
Saturday night.
But he has to... Forget the meal. He's having a meal. And when you have a meal, you have to have bench on the coast.
Oh, we always do that?
We don't. Yeah. We'll look at that in a second. You have to bench on the coast.
So benching on the coast trumps Abdullah?
No, it doesn't trump Abdullah. It just if you only have one, benching on the coast trumps not drinking, not eating before making Abdullah.
And you have to, it's a bat mark of the meal if you don't bench.
You have to, halachi, you have to bench on the coast. Depends on the coast. Question we'll see in a second.
You don't have to eat a meal, but you do have to make kiddush.
No, but now we're on Friday night. Now we're Saturday night.
Saturday night. So that way, the yayin is the ikker. Meal's not the
No, but it's Saturday night, right? He makes Abdullah, and then 12 later he wants to go have three slices of pizza. He has to have now have wine or not pizza?
No, you're the other way around.
No. It's after Shabbos. It's after Shabbos. He's eating a meal. Malav Malka. Yeah.
I would think of Abdullah.
Tell me. Eat. Have your bench and make Abdullah with the benching.
So what you're saying is Malav Malka is a chiyuv.
I'm not saying anything. What are you saying?
Otherwise, what are you?
It doesn't say it's a chiyuv. Let's say he's not going to have a meal. What if he doesn't have a meal? The Gemara, no, Havdalah is not the chiyuv. Benching, Havdalah is a chiyuv, and benching after a meal is. So he comes home from shul and he's hungry. I know right now I'm having a meal. I want to have a meal, but I'm not going to be able to. It doesn't say anywhere to chiyuv. It doesn't say mechuyav le'echol. Let's say he doesn't eat. If he comes home and he's not going to have a meal tonight, so then eat. Then make your Havdalah on the coast. He only has a lot of factors here.
He wants to have a meal Tuesday afternoon also.
What?
Wait till Tuesday afternoon. He wants to have a meal 3 days from now.
Right.
Friends.
So, but
I'm warm at Saturday night. How about the meal?
Because he only has one coast now.
Right, yeah.
So if he wants to have a meal on Sunday, go get a coast. Right now he can't get another one. It's a what if you're asking. I don't deal with what ifs. Marge just said that.
No what ifs.
No what ifs. Okay. So the Gemara says... So he says, "Lo amrina chaviv." So he says over here, "Im ein lo elakos echad meinichal achamason umeshalshon kul acharav." And below amrina chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. What you're saying, you see from here that you don't see chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, because if you said chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, you would say make abdallah and be done with it. So Gemara says, so Amar Leir Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, "Ana lo chachmim anan. I'm not a smart guy. Velo chazor anai. I'm not a magen. I'm not a navi. Velo yichidana. And I'm also not a das yochid. Ela gamarna." B'sadrana ana. I learned in yeshiva, and I was masajer my learning. V'chein morin bein midrashik avasi. And they also make the halacha in the base medrash goes like me. D'shani lan bein ayule yoma lapuke yoma. There's a difference when you're entering the day and when you're leaving the day. Right? D'shani lan bein ayule yoma lapuke yoma. Ayule yoma, when it comes to hachnasa Shabbos with Kiddush, kol kama demakdinin lei adif u'michavvinin lei. So you want to do it as quickly as possible because you want to rush into Shabbos. You don't want to rush out of Shabbos. Right? So m'chavvinin lei. Afuke yoma, to leave Shabbos, ma'achrinin lei. We could be ma'acharit, right? Any reason that we can find, we can, you know, push it off. Ki heichi d'lahavi ala ketuna. To show that Shabbos is like a burden that we're pushing, that we know we're pushing Shabbos out. Same thing you have with the kids. The second Shabbos is over, you know, right on the... You know,
why isn't it Shalashudas?
What?
Why isn't Shalashudas? Continuation Shalashudas?
Because it says, because the Brisa says, Hanichnas lebeso b'motzoi Shabbos.
Right, so you're ready,
there are a lot of push off Shabbos. You're allowed right. To push off Belani. So why is it? Because it's made already, eventually, sure.
But it's already Motzei Shabbos. So
he was Mavdil already. Motzei
Shabbos, you can push off.
He was Mavdil and Shul, but he can't eat. He was Mavdil only for Atan Lachanatana, which means right. He can do Malacha.
How is he extending Shabbos by him having a meal 2 hours later? Well, not really.
Right, he's having the meal now.
How does it address this issue?
Which means, because the question was, you see from the case in the Brisa, that he didn't have to make Havdalah right away. He could wait till after he benched to make Havdalah.
Right, but he may have Malacha.
So Malacha is there, but he can't eat. He couldn't eat.
How does that extend the Shabbos if he's not eating?
Because he didn't make Havdalah. I hear what you're saying.
Because
you don't need Havdalah.
Making Havdalah shows that now it's the final. I'm done. I'm out. If he doesn't make Havdalah, he's not out. He's still trying to extend Shabbos. And maybe he didn't say Atar Konatana. He's coming home, he's extending. I don't know. Okay, so, but the Gemara says over here, Shema mina miha masnisa. You see from this brisa, tamni. You learn 8 halachos from this brisa. Number one, Shema mina. We see from here, hamavdil betfila. If you made havdalah, even if you made havdalah in shul, if you mavdil in atal chatanu, tzarach sheyavdil al kos. It's not enough. You still have to come back and make havdalah al kos. Right? Rashi says. Rashi says the katani haniklas abeisu moshe shabbos mavdil. Most people that make Abdullah in Shul, nevertheless, he comes home, he has to make Abdullah. I don't know if that's such a riot, because maybe he's doing it for his family. But okay. Sharuk Shayavdil al Kos. Number two, Ushmamina Bracha to Una Kos. You see from here that benching requires a kos. Because if benching didn't require a kos, you wouldn't have any of this problem in the Brisa to begin with. If benching requires a kos, Rashbam says, Birchas Hamazon, right, requires a kos. Now, get on to the Tosos. Tosos says here, Tzas mashma, shmamina to unakos, tzas mashma, that filu biyachet to unakos, that even if you're benching by yourself, you require a kos. Because the hanichnas, he says, hanichnas lebeso, he says, mashma shehu yichidu. It's mashma, it's an individual. Let's say hanichnas lebeso with 10 people or 3 people. Guy comes home, he benches, he wants, and he said, he's going to have by himself, he's going to have the meal. So hanichnas lebeso, bechei mashma kaman. But if you go down to the second to last short line, he says, v'ha olam, the world, Ain the oilam is ain nogin levarach birchas hamazon ala kos ela begimol. The minhag is only to bench ala kos when you have a mezuman. The rabbeinu Shlomo ben rabbeinu Meir Omer lahatin kos afilu biyachid. He says no, even an individual should have a kos. V'chein muchach v'medrash shochar tov al kra d'shnei l'sharnim shavarta v'od mochiach mori harbein yichiel d'teuna kos afilu biyachid. Even when an individual requires a kos, he ain a teuna kos. Because if an individual does not require a kos, why does he have to wait with this whole you know shenanigans that everyone's having difficulty with? Yavdil lipnei hamazon, make havdalah before the meal. V'yochol achav ve'atzmon, and everybody else will eat the meal individually. V'az lo tietun a kos, and then you won't need a kos, and you won't come into this whole problem. So what do you need a kos for? So it seems that we hear from Tosos that even an individual would require to bench with a kos. The Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Kuf Pei Beis Sif Aleph, brings down a bunch of Yesh Omers. Kuf Pei Beis. All right, it's in Chelik Beis. Kuf Pei Beis. Din kos birchas hamazon v'shelo yeh pagum, which we'll see later on in this brisa. Aleph. Yesh Omrim. There are those who say, quoting the Tosos, she birchas hamazon te'una kos afilu b'yachid. One person. But Sarah Lakser love. You have to make sure you have one. The lo yochol in lo kos levarich alav. You don't eat if you're not gonna have a kos. Even with tzap of efshashielo, afilim sarach lavor zman achila echad. Even if he's gonna miss a meal, make sure you have a kos. right? Ulefize, according to this, im shnayim ochlim yachad, if two people are eating together, tzarech lekachas kol echa kosa birchas hamazon. Each person has to take their own kos, because they can't finish together. You have to separate. Okay, that's yesh omrim number one. Yesh omrim number two. It quotes a medrash rus. Hane'alam. Yesh omrim, she'ena tu'una kos ela b'shlosha. We saw that over here also. We brought down the medrash that you only need it for three. Ain't tu'una kos ela b'shlosha. The yesh omrim number three, quoting the riff in the Rambam, ena tu'a kos klal. Afilu b'shlosha. You don't need a kos at all. Riff in the Rambam, pull it past, and you don't need a kos when it comes to benching. Hagah, when we call makom, mitzvah min amukha levarech ala kos. Quoting the Ran, the Rambam says, in mitzvah min amukha to bench ala kos. Mishnah Brura says, min hamukhar rotza lomar da afla deyazo, even according to this last shita, meaning the Rambam and the Rif, she ain't tong kos klal, that doesn't require you to have a kos at all, hainush ain't b'chiyuv, there's no chiyuv, aval kuli amamodim the mitzvah mukhar levarek al kos, everyone agrees it's a mitzvah to bench ala kos, im yesh lo yayim debeso, if you have wine in the house, v'hinei mechaber lo echrida ben adeos, the mechaber just brought down three yesh omrims and didn't tell you what the halacha is, v'das rashal ubach Medina. Midin, they hold that you have to have a kos when you bench. The min olam is to be hakel bazeh, not to not have a kos. Kedeya hashlishis, like the third day, which is what? Mezumin, right? Shalol lechazer achar a kos. Don't go chasing around. But if you have wine or karabedin in your house, bench a kos when you have a mezumin. Most of us on Shabbos have wine or Kharadina in the house. The Az Bivada emitsin movement minamukhar, lichui amalavarak ala kos, the khanal. But dafka kashubazimim shlosha, only if there's three. Avaliin and yachid, when it comes to individual, mekilim kame achron legamri. That's what Mr. Brewer says. So really, should take a kos when it comes to when you have a mezumin.
Now I think most meals include wine as part of the meal. But if you have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and you have to go get it and have it.
As a yachid?
Yachid.
Well, we pass them that we don't. But they say, yeah, if you're kovei suda, you have to have a kos when you bench. That's a birkas mitzvah. You have a bet. You bench all kos. Okay, that was number two that we learned. Ushmami na koshel bracha tsarushir. A kosher bracha has to have a shear. When you're making kiddush, you have to have a shear. What's the shear? Right, Rashbam says, what's the shear? Revius lug. Not a schnapps glass. A revius lug. You have to have a full amount. How much you have to drink, it's a different story. But then the whole thing about Pete is the Taz, about Birah Bracha Achron, when it comes to Yain Sarf, and the Achron pull that in into, that's the minig of many people, to have, to make kiddush on, when you have schnapps, to make kiddush even on a smaller glass. Seems to be that maybe it's best to make kiddush, or listen to someone who makes kiddush on a full cup, and then you can drink to your heart's content until your wife stops you. Ushmamina, and then you see, you can take number four, Hamivarech Sarach Shegitom. Whoever, when you make the bracha on the kos, it has to be tasted. Because if you didn't have to taste it, then you just make havdalah, leave it over, and then use the benching. But here you see you have to taste it. So what's the problem? Ushmamina, tamo pogamo. And once you taste it, the kos becomes pogam. So therefore, you can't use it the next time. You can't just say, I'll take a little bit now, and then I'll continue later. Must be that he had only, when he had a kos, he had bedafka one, he was shear for one. Not, he didn't have shear for two. Yeah. Mushmami, no.
So, plus, you can take a drop, but not a drop. You don't drink that much.
He doesn't mention how, you don't learn from here how much you have to drink. You only learn that you have to have a shear.
Just
no, he just says you have to, it has to be tasted.
Right? Tasting implies that not that much. Tasting just a drop. Right?
Okay, it doesn't say how much. Ushmami na ta'amo pegamo. Ushmami the tam is pogame. Ushmami na ta'am abdil. That even if somebody is toim, you still make havdalah. So you must focus later on. Let's say somebody ate before he made havdalah. Does he still make havdalah? You see from here, yeah. Because the guy ate his meal and he's making havdalah afterwards. So ta'amo mavdil. Ushmami na, number two, you see, omer shnei kedushas al kos achad. If you only have one kos, usually we say, enos mitzvah chavilos chavilos. But we had the gemara back that said, if you only have one kos, you can make two mitzvos on one kos. Ushmabina, you see that this brisa is Beishamai hi alibud Rabbi Yehuda. It's the order that it gave us for Abdullah is the shita of Beishamai in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said that Beishamai says you do the Nair first and then the Besamim. And he said the Beis Hillel said first you do the Besamim then the Nair. So that's going to Beishamai. That's what this brisa is like. Okay, those are the eight things that we learned. Let's just finish up. Rav Ashi says, no, we only learned seven halachos from this, because he says, ta'amo pegamo, the koshel bracha tzaruk shir, chadam ilzahi. The fact that if you taste it, it's pugum, that the kosh needs a shir, that's only one halacha, it's the same halacha, it's haba hatalia. It's the same halacha. V'hachik amr, and this is what you learn from the brisa, my ta'amo pegamo, why is it that if you taste it, it becomes pagum because mishum dekosha bracha tzarach shir, because you require a shir, and once you taste it, you lose that shir. And what's the question is, how do you? You can fix pagum wine. You can fix pagum wine. You have don't take the wine that you drink and pour it into the bottle. Now you just put the pagum in the entire bottle. Listen, if pagum wine also just means you can't make kiddush on it. So if you drink it, you sleep over your coffin. Okay, just we're trying to point that out. The way you fix pagum wine is you pour more wine into it, and then you can pour it back. Then you can pour it back in. Okay. Let's just finish off talking about pagum. Rav Yaakov Bar Idi. Rav Yaakov, I guess there's another thing you can learn over here, is that maybe you can say over here that you can learn from this brisa, if you only have one kos, you can eat before Avdala. Another thing you can learn from this brisa, which is something we were arguing before. If you only have one kos, you can eat before right, you can eat before Avdala. That seems to be a clear thing to learn from here. Okay. Rav Yaakov Bar Idi kapid achatz ba pegima. He was makpid on a jug of yayin pagum, meaning he wouldn't eat drink. If someone drank from the jug, he wouldn't make any bracha on any of the wine that's in the jug. Rav Idi Bar Shisha kapid achatz ba pegima. He was makpid dafka on a kos. If someone drank from the kos, he would use to the wine in the kos to be pagum. Ma'ar Rav Ashi kapid afilu achavisa pegima. Even if it was a barrel, someone drank from the barrel of wine, he would say with all the wine in that barrel be considered to be pagum. Okay. Luckily, my Sadaf will stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.